Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
Benny Puller rang me up a few minutes ago to say he was coming round. Don't ask me what for, he wouldn't say. But if it's any more of this business about Jeff or Stella Bunsen or Harry Palmer, I'll go crazy. The moment the divorce proceedings are over, I'm going away somewhere. I think heaven is starting next week. After all that fuss about those shares, with Jeff stamping in here and knocking Harry down in our drawing room, I've had about enough.
Look here, Marcia. You take me for a fool?
Far from it.
Well, if I give you the lowdown on one or two things as I have in the past, why won't you believe me?
Because I happen to know you want to marry Stella Bronson. So you want to get Jeff off her mind. And the best way to do that is to get Jeff and me together again.
Palmer's kept you right up to date, hasn't he?
Why not, Mr. Puller? It's common knowledge, you know, by this time.
Well, so I want to marry Stella Bronson. Well, that doesn't say I'm prepared to tell you a pack of lies to make things go smoother for me.
You want to tell me something about Harry Palmer now, don't you?
Yes. This time I can prove it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, what is it this time?
You trust Palmer, don't you?
I have to. I put myself in his hands.
Do you think he'd run about with other women at a time like this?
I don't think he'd dream of such a thing.
He's at a den called the Lobster Grotto on Fig Tree Street with a girl named Shelley Faulding this very minute.
I don't believe you.
You mean you don't want to because you can't afford to?
I won't believe you. It's not true. This is another rotten stunt you contrived with Stella Bronson or Jeff.
Where's your hat? Or don't you want one?
What for?
It's a pleasant night. I'll take you for a drive. In the general direction of Fig Tree Street.
No. No, I won't go with you.
It's no use kidding yourself, Marcia. You just don't want to be proved wrong, so you hide your head in the sand like an ostrich. Come along, girl. Have some sense. If Palmer's a chiseler, you want to find out before it's too late, don't you?
But if I find out now about everything...
You're afraid, aren't you? Well, I'm not talking about everything. I'm only going to show you that your boyfriend's quite capable of two-timing you.
All right. I'll come as I am. Give me a minute to put on a face. But if this is another of those beastly tricks of yours, and Jeff's...
Here we are, Marcia. The Lobster Grotto. It looks like it. Wet street, lounges, billiard saloons, pinball parlors, jukebox music, short skirts, and red neon signs. Not much chance of Palmer being seen with a girl down here, eh? Not by anyone who knows him.
If he's here.
Before we go in, do you want Palmer to see you?
Oh, no. No, I don't. Not tonight.
Right. For two, thanks. How much?
I saw this guy for the sugar daddy.
You're referring to me, Jack?
I said, were you referring to me?
And me? I didn't say a word.
I was born and bred on this side of the tracks, Marcia. Stare a hoodlum down, and all you've got left is a rat. Well, let's get inside. This'll do. I won't catch sight of us here.
Well, I can't see Palmer. Or Shelley Faulding, either.
See the band?
Yes.
What about the three sailors with their ladies?
Yes, yes, I can see them.
Two tables further away, right up against the wall.
So, you were right.
Leaning across the table with their foreheads touching. Tom is kind of cute, isn't he? What's he doing with her hair, Mousy?
Can we go now, please?
You're made of sterner stuff than this. Let's watch for a while. Well, what's the idea of that fondling act with her hair?
You're loving this, Benny Puller, and I hate you for it. For heaven's sake, let's get out of here now.
Okay. But next time I tell you something, believe it. Without me having to drive you 20 miles and asphyxiate myself in this filthy, rotten atmosphere. Lobster grotto. I should spray these people with DDT.
Dickens wants me at this time of night. Hello.
That you, Jeff?
Yes, Pilgrim speaking.
This is Benny Puller. Listen, Jeff, I want you to go and see Marcia right away.
What? You know the time. It's getting on for 11 o'clock.
I know that, but do as I say.
But I'm in my pajamas.
Well, get out of your pajamas. Now, don't argue. Just do as I say. Marcia's home alone. I happen to know she's a very lonely girl. Go along there and tell her you wanted to see her.
I'll do nothing of the sort.
You will. And don't tell her I rang you.
Now, you look here, Mr. Puller.
No, you look here. How many more times do I have to give you a lecture about being too proud to lower your flag and itch? She's your wife.
That's only a figure of speech.
Are you going on your own accord, or do I have to bustle you along by the scruff of your neck? Oh, come along, Jeff. I'm not feathering my own nest. I'm giving you good advice. Do as I say. Go and see Marcia tonight, like a good chap.
You won't tell me why?
Marcia will tell you why. What about it?
All right, then. But if she slams the door in my face, I'll have it out with you in the morning.
Don't worry. Marcia won't slam the door in your face tonight. So long.
Hey, Jeff. I shouldn't have let you in. Look at the clock.
I've looked at it.
Well, what is it? I won't listen to any more of your...
What, Monsieur? Lies about Harry Palmer?
Yes. Why did you come here?
I wanted to see you.
Yes, but why?
Can't I call on my own wife?
You've said too many times you never wanted to see me again.
So have you.
Yes, well, under the circumstances...
Oh, I'm getting tired of that parrot cry, under the circumstances. Come and sit down. I want a couple of straight answers from you. Now, were you ever bored with me when we were together, I mean?
Honest?
Honest.
Yes, I was.
Why?
Well, you were just a little bit lily white at times.
What do you mean I never came home roaring drunk or piled up the car or was seen with three dames on my arm or something?
No, nothing like that. Anyway, you were a bit tight one night. Jeff, you were funny.
I still don't know why you were bored.
I really don't know how to say it, but you made, well, just a little too much of a parade of virtue.
Oh, now don't talk such utter rot. I didn't know you were kind. Ever. Good Lord. You were always jumping down my throat about Stella Bronson. And now you tell me I was mad with a virtue.
Did you have to bring her up?
This is a perfectly impersonal discussion, isn't it?
Oh, I suppose so.
Darling, don't sound so disappointed.
Don't kid yourself. Oh, Jeff. Jeff, we're only fencing. What did you come here for after 11 at night?
Oh, well, I don't know. The case of Pilgrim versus Pilgrim comes up the day after tomorrow. It's too late to do anything about it now. I just felt it would be pleasanter if we went about it in a civilized way. Now that we've both had a year to cool down since I went to Quad temporarily for embezzlement.
Don't say a word about it, Jeff. Please. When we're like this, I'm almost happy, and suddenly I realize that we can never be happy again.
Marcia, it's too late for tears. It's too late for anything.
Not for you. Only for me. You're Stella Bronson.
We're both in the same boat. I don't want to see you upset. But you and Palmer...
Oh, Palmer! Palmer, you're all the same, all of you. You can't trust anyone.
What happened tonight?
Never mind what happened tonight. I thought I'd learned a lesson from you. At least you were my husband. But now I've let myself be made a fool of again. What's the matter with me? Why does every man I have anything to do with cheat behind my back at every solitary rotten opportunity?
If you want my shoulder to cry on, you're going to be disappointed. What the devil did you expect from a rat like Palmer, anyway?
I suppose seeing me like this makes you think you've scored.
Now, don't be silly. That really is silly. Why don't you tell me what Palmer's been up to? You may as well, you know.
Well, he was out with his secretary tonight, making love to her. And I don't care.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it, Jeff Pilgrim. I'm going through with the divorce. You want Stella, you can have her. I don't care a farthing. And when it's over, I'm not going to give tuppence for any man I've ever met or ever will meet. Certainly not Harry Palmer, and not even you. No, Jeff, not even you, least of all you.
Even if I wanted to, I couldn't let Stella down for Marcia now. She didn't mean what she just said. But what difference does it make? At least it's something to know she won't be marrying Harry Jefferson Palmer.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.